Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien on, and this week we're looking at eco-cleaning. This essentially refers to being environmentally conscious while cleaning and not relying on products which are harsh to the environment, the health of humans, or to the natural world. So are you conscious about the level of chemicals in the cleaning products you purchase?
Very much so, yeah.
Yes, but it hasn't affected my consumer decisions yet.
I am.
Not really, to be honest. No, I just tend to buy the usual stuff, or we tend to buy the usual things.
Yeah, 100%. I think everybody needs to be more aware, reading the packages, seeing what's in the products, and trying to buy natural.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever bought a cleaning product in my life.
To find out how we can clean with more environmentally friendly products, many of which you can make ourselves, I met with sustainability expert Evelyn Fitzpatrick from the Refill Mill.
Well, I would describe it as the process of using less chemicals when you're cleaning your home.
Yeah.
And I would be an advocate for bringing it back to basics and cleaning with the likes of vinegar and baking soda. Castile soap and citric acid are the main ones that I would generally clean with. And moving away from the idea that we need, 10 or 15 products to clean our entire house. I believe a lot of that is marketing. And it is. It's just bringing it back to basics. So, vinegar cuts through grease. Baking soda is a great abrasive cleaner.
Yeah.
And they're really simple to use. You can infuse vinegar with orange peels if you don't want the strong vinegar.
The strong smell. Yeah.
So there's loads of different things that you can do, and it's kind of changing your mindset that you need harsh chemicals to clean your house.
Yeah.
These products have been tried and tested for hundreds of years, and they've worked really well. It's only in the last few years, I think, that we've moved towards really, really harsh chemicals. So a lot of the products that we use, and you'll start to notice it now that I say it, but they say harmful to aquatic life with long-lasting effects.
Wow.
And I generally say, if that's what the products are saying, then it's not something that we should be using in our homes. So it's not good for the environment, and they're not good for us either.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of harmful chemicals. So by using these products, it's affecting the quality of air that we have in our homes. So if you move away from them, especially with the perfumes and everything in a lot of these products, are not good for us. So
so just the way they're trying to scent them beyond what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Okay,
And we have this conception now that clean smells a certain way.
Yeah.
And that's actually that's chemicals.
And
the more you move away from them, the less you're able to actually tolerate them. So I've switched to an eco laundry detergent, and I can't stand the smell of regular laundry detergents anymore.
Right.
It would actually make me, feel sick.
So that's all built on years of marketing about what scent is going to reassure a person that something is clean. So let's give them that scent and incorporate it into our product. Okay.
Exactly.
So, and if somebody wants to learn a bit more about because you're talking about making up your own products essentially out of those.
Yeah.
How do you find out a bit more about it, or where's a good place to find some information online?
I regularly run workshops here in the shop. Yeah. So I run a workshop called Eco Cleaning for Beginners, and that is like the very basics that somebody that knows nothing about.
Me.
I'll sign you up for the next one. And we have stuff on our social media, but there's loads of information out there. Nancy Birdwhistle is a great one to follow. She was a winner of the Great British Bake Off, and she's she's become really, really famous now. She's got lots of books on tips and tricks to clean without chemicals. So she's a really kind of good resource, and there's loads of books and there's loads of information online.
And it's just to be a little bit wary of claims that certain products are making to be a little bit greener than they are. There's bound to be a bit of that, with dietary products and stuff like that.
Exactly.
They'll say all sorts of things, but it mightn't actually be what they're saying.
Just because it says eco on the label doesn't mean it's actually eco. So it's kind of looking for those signs, like the harmful for aquatic life and those kind of things. It kind of gives you a red flag. So it does take a little bit of research sometimes, but
well worth it.
It's well worth it. Yeah it is.
Evelyn, I have plenty of work to do.
Yep.
I've got to go off now. And
your house will be shining.
It will. I get some vinegar and I'm away and citric acid. And listen, thanks very much for telling us all about that today.
No problem. Thank you.
Lots of great ideas there to help you cut back on using harmful chemicals while cleaning your home. Many thanks to Evelyn Fitzpatrick for all her knowledge and contributions for this feature over the last number of months, and wishing her the best of luck in her future endeavours. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Hours to Protect page on classichits.ie or on hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.